mean, that's a spectacular thing to consider. This has been in place for about 1900 years, this word. And when you consider that, you know, it's kind of a just an interesting thing. It hasn't changed at all. But all those who died in Christ and died in hope, they're sleeping. And they don't have any thoughts at this time. The next thing they will know is Christ raising them from the dead. And in every generation, when we live, we live. God works in us so that we might be conformed to the image of Christ. And then either we die, or we find that we have come to that final generation. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in the moment of the twinkling of an eye. And those events come together at one time. The dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed who are alive. But in any sense, for every generation is living in their own last times. And they will see Christ. He said from the time they die, the lights go out, and the next thing they know is the lights come back on. So in a relative sense, the end of the world came for them long ago. I mean, Jesus returned. They saw his kingdom come. You know, they saw the events that we still are waiting for as yet future. I don't think the apostles ever wanted people to say, oh, you know, like Peter says in his next book, he says, you know, they're going to come scoffers and say, where's the promise of his coming? Because he knew that that was going to be an issue. And so we always, who believe, we continue in that hope. And we live our lives that way. Because it's going to be. I want to be able to prepare it. I want to be able to stand in the evil day. I want to be prepared for that end. And if not, I want to stand in my day. Because even my day is evil. There's the evil of my time, the evil of the times that were past. I can only serve this generation. I got to be prepared for this generation. So by him, by the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that our faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, a seed shall serve him, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I was reading a little ahead. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of grass. The grass withereth. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure everything's going. Okay, no. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Again, what is this? How many of you out there have purified your souls? Oh, sure, I purify my soul. But see, when you say that, you got to walk in pureness, in obeying the truth. What is the truth? I'll tell you. As John said, there's all kinds of truths in the scriptures. You know, all kinds of things that say how we ought to be. And that's the truth. Like he said, be as obedient children. Be ye holy. That's the truth. You got to obey that truth. Other truth is how we obtain the things we obtain. How we obtain salvation is by faith. How we obtain righteousness is by faith. We do wait for the hope of righteousness. Unto unfeigned love of the brethren. Unfeigned is, you know, sincere. Loving with a pure heart fervently. You know what? Again, these things. Pure heart. Purified soul. It is by the power of his blood. Not by the power of my effort. though I put effort into it, no doubt, but knowing in myself that it is not I that do it, but God, Christ that works in me. You know, it is His Spirit that is helping me do the works. Because, you know, that's where I think people fail, is because they think, you know, God says to them, oh, be warm and filled, and then He turns His back on them. And do it yourself. I ain't going to help you. Be ye holy as I am holy. And then He doesn't give you the things necessary to actually do it. Now, that's really, I don't know, what kind of God do you serve? My God isn't like that. He tells me to be holy, and He gives me the things to be holy. He says me to purify my soul, and He gives me the things necessary to purify my soul. He tells me to love my brethren with an unfake love, out of a pure heart, with a fervency. And He gives me the things to actually perform that. Being born again. How? I got to be born again. Jesus said, you got to be born of water and spirit. Okay, I'll go be baptized and I'll go get the Holy Ghost. Is that all? I'm born again. It says, he that is born of God doth not commit sin. I got the Holy Ghost and I got baptized and I still committed sin after that. See, and what does that mean? I'm of the devil? Well, it says, he that commits sin is of the devil. If I continue in sin, I will. That's how God's going to look at me. If He finds me like that. But if I am His chosen, from before the foundation of the world, when I believe Him, He imputes righteousness to me. And then He commands me to be holy and gives me the things that I could be holy. The seed of Christ, which is implanted in me by the Word, it stays in there and it grows. It grows into a man. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We've already said this. I kind of open with that because I try to open all my books with the gospel because I feel like I got to preach it again. I've got to teach it again. Because that is the whole purpose of my ministry is to bring the heart of what this is all about to you. And I want to turn you to this word. To the central aspect, to the most important things, because these things are needful in these dark times. These things have been lost. There's all kinds of people out there who can fill you with all kinds of doctrine, and you know what? They're wasting your time.